It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another Wealth Architect Podcast. We have a fun guest today. He's got a company called Real Estate Done For You. His book is Retire on Rent, and he's a former options trader, actually probably a current options trader and real estate investor. I can't wait to get into this talk about passive income and investing in real estate. And this guy, he was just quoted. He just dropped a little bomb on me before we started. He drops $1.5 million a month in rent into his direct deposit accounts. How cool is that? Let's welcome Michael Drew. Michael, how are you?
Mark, I love your energy, my man. Very good. Very good. Very good. I hail from the Midwest. You're cool. In North Carolina, right?
I am right now.
Excellent. 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 Well, we're not shoveling yet here in the Midwest, but it's getting cold.
That's what I'm hearing. It got a little cold here last week. Anyway, so how did you get started in real estate, options, stocks, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
I want to hear about your journey a bit.
You know, what's so funny is that originally I was supposed to be this, IBM executive in Chicago. All right. So I went to a Big Ten school. My mentor was on the floor of the Chicago Board of Options Exchange. He was the market maker for Qualcomm. I might be dating myself now with that reference.
Hey, they're still trading.
Right. Right. So as I went up to the Chicago CBOE and I had the course of action there was runner, phone clerk, and eventually as assistant and then a seat, is he said, my advantage in the market is that I get prices and I get supply and demand, this and that before the average investor. Sure. And this was, now I'm going to date myself. This was before high speed internet came to the investors, to your home. Right.
Sounds like he was the Nancy Pelosi back then.
It could have been. And so what I did then is I parlayed that. Instead of going to the floor, I started teaching people how to trade from home, and I trade from home. So that was covered calls. That was I really enjoyed a selling premium. So usually some sort of credit spread or iron condor strategy. That's actually what led me to real estate investing, because the strategies were so boutique that I really didn't need all my capital. So I only would trade X, 10% of what I really had available. So I'm like, well, I've got good credit. This income's fine, but it's just very active. It wasn't very passive. It was fun. It felt a little, Las Vegas-y, if you will. That's a technical term there. And, but I needed to replace my income, ideally. Right. And so unfortunately what happened there, as I go over in my book, I was 31 years old and my dad passed away. So that's very unfortunate. He actually served on the USS Midway, which is actually a museum in San Diego right now. And I was charged with kind of replacing his income to mom. And I started with options, and that was a big swing and a miss, epic failure.
Even though you were a seller?
Absolutely, because she couldn't emotionally handle the natural ups and downs. Wow. Okay. Every now and again, you're going to lose 10%. At least, right? And as a 60-year-old woman, she couldn't handle that at all.
I get it.
So you have to take some punches if you've been in options more than a day, you know that. And so I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to roll over your IRA to a self-directed IRA. We're going to buy real estate in there. We're going to see if we can do it enough that we don't have to rely on the stock market or me. I wanted you to be fine and done. And through a series of events, that ended up happening. And so I helped her replace her income. And that started a business 15 years ago. And since then, I've bought and sold over 1,100 houses. And you're right, we do direct deposit in investors' account, well over seven figures a month. And a lot of folks will come up to me and say, hey, listen, I'm just interested. I don't have a lot of time. I've got a wife and kids, or I've got, my life is busy. I just need to know the best way to replace my income. And in my area in the Midwest, the answer is single family homes. And it has worked out brilliantly. We've been doing it. Most of our business is now repeat referral, and it's wonderful. I have investors overseas. I have investors all over, and all they know is they have these little, one trick ponies that all they do is spit off cash every single month. So that's the Real Estate Done For You business, done for you passive income.
What makes your business different? That you can buy a house or whatever and get an investor in the house.
Yeah.
And have it be something that throws off cash as a good investment for that.
That's a great question. So, I believe that, everyone who really succeeds has just failed more than the other guy. So all I did in the beginning, I was employed with Rich Dad Seminars, and I kind of copied Robert Kiyosaki's model. He's your opinion and my opinion of him may or may not matter, but the bottom line is pretty good marketer. And he basically gave me kind of the architect, the blueprint of how this works. And what makes mine different is that I'm a sports guy. So I played defense the whole way into playing offense, meaning even though I want appreciation, is cash flows what he taught me is cash flows is number one and appreciation is number two in this one niche of a business, right? So that means I can't really be an investor in California or New York or Chicago just because taxes and it's much more tenant friendly and you know things like that, right? So that goes, you know, so I built all these different things from landlord friendliness to multiple universities nearby to there's no natural disasters. So my wife and I have a condo in Florida, but we can't invest there. The insurance cost has increased 180% in 18 months on the last report I read. So we can't really invest there. It just cannibalizes our rate of return. So we're just search for this, and that's what led us to the Midwest. And it's worked out brilliantly. Also, is my acquisition, since I've been doing this for 15 years, there's about seven guys that acquire at a pace that I acquire at. We all have to go to the same type of sources. We all do, cash investments, and it's actually a little bit inefficient. That's one of the reasons why it works where I'm at. Meaning, if it hits the MLS in investment real estate, it's all been picked over
Right.
like guys by me, like me. Okay. We get it way pre-market, we pay cash, and that gives us the room to put in the serious capital expenditures needed so that when the investor takes hold of the property, they already have the new roof, new HVAC, kitchens, baths, floorings, plumbing, electrical. It's all been updated. So they can buy it turnkey, not worry. Tenants already in place, and we're going to direct deposit rent next month. It's already done. So
Okay.
it's because an
So
inefficient acquisition.
you don't rent the properties, you actually flip them.
We do everything. So we
Okay.
acquire the property, we own the construction team, we own the management team, and I'm a part owner of the self-directed IRA company. So if you choose to invest in an IRA, then you can roll it over to one of our partner companies, my company, and you can roll that 401k right over and take deed right in your 401k or your IRA or Roth or whatever it may be.
Got it. Okay, cool. Great. So how does somebody get involved with that? Because let me tell you, I've been in real estate all my life. I came from a dad who loved real estate and the stock market. And today I teach people how to make money on, ironically, on covered calls called the cash flow machine. So
I love
probably right up your alley.
it. Great
But
strategy.
real estate has been something that is slow for me. So, I think there's two ways to make money, right? They say the fast way and the slow way, and the fast way is the slow way. And real estate
I'll
is
give
the
you that.
slow way, but it's too slow for me. Like I can make a good amount of money doing cash flow on covered calls on a weekly basis. Yes, there is some risk for sure.
Of course.
And I've just haven't been able to figure out the way to do it without having a lot of hassle. How do you talk to somebody like me that just doesn't want the hassle, but wants to have the phantom ownership and the phantom benefits of depreciation and appreciation and all those other things with real estate?
Well, it reminds me, like I said, I do a lot of athletics. I play pickleball, I played rugby, adventure, all this different stuff. Is one person's right way is not right way for everyone. You know,
Yeah.
like my wife likes to run, and I only run when chased. I don't enjoy running, you
Yeah.
know. So I was taught that wealthy rich people have money and wealthy people have time.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was it. So all my active income, you're 1000% correct. Your bang for the buck is better when you're involved.
Yeah, for sure.
However, I remember when I bought my kind of dream home, if you will, I had this great credit score, and my buddy kind of kicked my butt. He says, "Oh, wow, good for you, Michael. You bought one big house." I go, "Well, yeah, good for me. Look how great I am in my fragile male ego, right?" He says, "I own 18 houses and I haven't seen them, and I make well over 10 grand, 20 grand a month, and I never even seen the houses." And he never made as much money as me. I'm like, guys like to kind of rib each other a little bit, right? So I'm like, you make $250,000 a year and you've never seen the houses? I go, that's pretty good, dude. You know what I mean? I do pretty well, but that's pretty good. And then what happened? I had a couple kids. Right. And then you're like, well, what happens? And then you kind of get unselfish a little bit. What happens when I get hit by a bus? Or if I do, or somebody goes left to center texting, right? my wife and my family doesn't have my skills. So what are they going to do? They're going to take all my money and do what with it? They're not going to be able to move it as fast as me. So I view it as a several-legged financial table. All right. So yes, I can make X percent on my money if I actively trade it, right? It's great. Yeah. But how does the wife make 20 grand a month, or the kids make, how do they make a quarter, you know, six figures without trading? How do they make six figures from the beach? You know, yeah. Unfortunately, I had to bury both my parents. So, and my wife is kind of spending more time with her parents as they're, you know, getting up there in years. So how do you take a couple of years off and be there for doctor's appointments? If that's what you want to do, how right. do you make money without a job and without, you know, paying attention to, you know, CNBC? I love the market, did it for years, and I just wanted another leg on the table. I said, hey, I've got good credit. I've got a good job. I need to start buying these turnkey houses enough so that at least I make six figures without a job, you know? And that's what I basically developed. So people like you or your listeners or whatever can say, wait a second here. You know, like my sister is, her goal is to raise those two girls and be there for every soccer practice, basketball practice, whatever they do. And I'm like, I gotcha. She's doing a 1031 exchange right now, buying more houses. I'll do all the heavy lifting. Just stay employed. We're going to use your W-2 and you're going to end up with probably our goal is about a dozen houses when she retires. You know, they pay $1,500.
How do you make money on something like that?
Great question. So I make a margin on rehab. Okay. So, you know, but I buy low, sell high. Okay. Sure. And I don't need to make a ton of money because we also own the property management company. And I'm an old, 100 years ago, we all used to do that, not the Amway, but you know, the Amway type of network marketing stuff where your dream is to make a residual income. Mine is off these assets. So now if I do a good job and I have happy investors, I manage the properties and make a residual off that. That's good enough for me.
Gotcha.
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a Mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
So you leverage investors' capital. Investors leverage your expertise, and then everybody
100%.
You 100% make a good amount of money. That's a nice business model, and you're doing it in real estate. So now, what do you think about? This is a question you're probably always asked at cocktail parties. Sure. What do you think about the real estate bubble and all that kind of stuff? The real estate market these days.
Well, here's what they say. They say what? They say good judgment comes from experience.
Yes.
And experience comes from bad judgment, right?
Yeah, so there's more to it, but yeah, something like that.
There's a short version. So, you know, it's kind of like when I play poker quite a bit, and these guys, we like to, you know, chew the rag a little bit at the table. Who's going to be the next president? Who's going to do this? Who's going to win the Big Ten champion? Here's the bottom line. You don't know. Nobody knows. Okay. Sure. So as you get up there in years, how do you play defense? Who knows? Who knows if interest rates are going to go up or down? So what I did is I targeted this business around the lowest common denominator that I could play defense on. Okay. Meaning is I'm targeting, you know, that kind of that, you know, $50,000 to $70,000 income earner in my town. If I put up a rental sign, I get 15 to 20 applications per property. Perfect. That's what I want. Okay. In my town. Now in LA, you can't rent, you know, you can't rent anything if that's what you mean, you know, but in my town in Indianapolis is you know, 3% unemployment. If you want to work, you can work. We can get these rented. And so someone who has a job, I cater to families. So people like to do multi-units, but the multi-unit Taco Bell worker guy doesn't necessarily have, you know, two or three kids. I want to people stay in the houses, and that lower common denominator, the you know, within 600 miles of Indianapolis is 2/3 of the American population. So that truck driver that makes 85 grand a year, he can afford my house. Okay, that's it, right? That you know, the guy that actually, that logistics company at $32 an hour, he works 40 hours with about 8 hours of overtime. He can afford my house. I want that low common denominator. So yes, there may or may not be a bubble, but in the meantime, I'm buying these base hits is what I'm doing.
So
So
people
I'm
need a
not
place
risky, is the
to live.
point.
Right. Okay. So people need a place to live, and you're
You
playing
got it.
to that. You're not trying to do multi-million dollar rehabs and
Nope.
apartments and
You got
all
it.
that kind of stuff. You're really looking at the single family market,
You
which
got it.
makes sense. Single, you know, everybody wants a home. So
You got it.
okay, well
Exactly.
let's cut to the chase. How do people get involved with you? How can you help them? Where can
Sure.
I send them?
Sure. So basically how it works is that what I do on my website, so it's the real estate done, the number four and the letter U. My name is Michael Drew. So if you just type in michaeldrew.com, it'll forward to that website.
Sure.
And really what I like to do is just meet people and find out what their goals are. You know, perfect example is my wife and I, through a series of events, we lost 70 pounds together. Okay. All right. And so, what did you do? And what do you bench? And what do you eat? That's BS. What's your goal? You know, what's the point of all this? That's what I say to people. You know, like I love Chicago, where I was born and raised, but I don't like traffic anymore. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't like sitting in traffic for 10 hours a week.
I'm with you,
What
man.
what's your goal, man? Right? And they're like, you know what? I just want to do this, or I've got some extra cash. The wife and I travel enough. We got enough vehicles. My credit score is bulletproof. How do I get involved? You know, and I said, you start with one or two. You know,
Right.
my homes are like, you know, 120 grand, about 200 grand, you know. So a middle price, about 150 grand, right? They rent for $1,300, $1,400. They're positive cash flow on a 15-year mortgage with 20% down. Just let that sink in for anybody who knows math, right? So great. And you know, and then you're like, and if they've never bought real estate before, just like my son who bought a Honda Accord, every now and again, you got to do tires. You got to do brakes. I know it's a, you know, new car, but there are expenses. There's taxes. There's insurance. Every now and again, they flush down something that needs to be clean. It's maintenance is a part of ownership, right? As long as they understand that. And then all of a sudden, this is usually what happens. My top investor has 88 houses, and my newest investor has one house, right? Experience it and go from there. And here's, I will say this, because I really appreciate entrepreneurism, is it's like you take an Uber car. In Miami, where I have a little, you know, snowbird in Miami, there's all these Ubers, all, you know, Escalades and BMWs. The best Uber car when you do this is it's either Toyota Camry or a Toyota Prius. Maybe not your dream car, but it's the right tool for the job.
Sure.
That's really what I've provided. It's not sexy. It's boring. It's in the Midwest, but you know what? We have very low expenses. We've got consistent rent, consistent appreciation. It's the Toyota Camry. It's not, you don't necessarily want to live there, but you know, a 3-bedroom, 1 bath, 1,200 square foot house is bulletproof. Heating, cooling bills are low. It spins like a top. And just like my investors, you wake up in 5 or 10 years, you got this incredible equity you didn't really do much of work for. And you're like, wow, I'm glad I took a chance on it. So
Yeah.
the best way to get involved is to find me on the internet. Like I said, real estate done for you. And I'll kind of walk you through the process. We have loan officers. We even have debt service coverage ratio loans. So they're no doc loans. You know, we have all access to all these different things for
Wow.
investors.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to set up a call with somebody if they call you just to find out their goals, find out what's going
Yeah.
on, and then you can talk about whether you guys have a meeting of the minds, and then you guys go from there, right?
Exactly. And also, I gotta tell you, is that it's kind of like when you invest, like you have your favorite, you have your darlings stocks that you like to trade.
Yes.
You, and then they have certain behaviors. They have you don't say inside and out, but you're pretty good at, you're not good at all of them, you're good at a few, right? That's exactly what happened to me. So you may live anywhere in the country, right? But the reason why we chose this small little Midwest town, not really small, it's the 14th largest city, is because of this real estate, you know, situation we have. We have great investments. We have, you know, logistics are there. We have multi-million employers are there. We just had the Colts are there. The Pacers are there. You know, Taylor Swift was just there, right? The Big Ten championship. So it's a big little city. That's ideal. So when you buy a stock, you don't need to live in North Carolina or Miami or Chicago. You can buy a stock by pointing and clicking. They could be Tesla if you want. They could be anywhere they want, right? That's how I want you to think of real estate, is it doesn't need to be in your backyard. Sometimes you don't want it to be in your backyard.
Well, that's right.
Sometimes San Francisco doesn't make a good amount of sense because the rate of return's not there, you know? So
Yeah.
you live where you want, you invest where it makes sense.
I love it.
Yeah.
What did I not ask you that I should have asked you? Or what would you like to leave my audience with?
Two things. Number one, pickleball is taking over the nation, and I want you involved.
And it's apparently annoying a lot of people along the way, but it's a lot of fun.
You know what is my buddy who I play with like two or three times a week. He says, I don't want to do business with anybody I don't want to go on vacation with. I go, well, that's a tall order. I've seen you drink. I'm kidding. I probably play pickleball more than any married man should. But hey, try that sport out if you haven't. It's a blast. Where else can a grandpa play with a grandson or a granddaughter? You know, that's one thing. And number two is, I mentor some younger men in life on a couple different things. And here is a good rule of thumb, and it worked for me, is when taking advice, I think the best person to listen to is an ideal version of you, 10 years from now.
That's great. Right?
So same thing, like, hey, I ate a little bit too much for the holidays, or hey, you know what? I really should pursue my wife more or my husband more or my kids, or like, I really struggled with my daughter one time. My boy was really easy to raise because he was like to do stuff that I like to do. I really struggled with my daughter. I just felt very lost. Yeah. And so I went to a dad who had daughters. I'm like, what do I do here, man? You know, and I got advice and I grew as a dad, you know, same thing in your investing is find out what you want and then advise you what to do. And I say, don't wait, man. You know, I'm 51 years old and I didn't wait. I started when I was young. So don't wait. You know, get started sooner.
Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait.
I think so. I think that's what they say.
We'll kind of leave it there, Michael. Thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, your knowledge, Absolutely. And your energy. It's been great. And everybody else who's listening and watching, thanks for tuning in. And remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. I'll see you next time. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.